Today's gospel reading has been resonating around in my head for several weeks. Peter stepping out of the boat to walk to Jesus is probably one of the best known stories. You all have probably heard it preached many times over the years. So my dilemma was to find a new way of presenting it. And that's where I have had problems. I am seeing this story from two different perspectives, Peter's and then the disciples who remained in the boat. But perhaps as we unpack this story further, we might see how these two perspectives might really have one common idea. So let's look at the story from Peter's angle. Peter asks if he can walk on water too, and Jesus encourages him to try. Leaving the safety of the boat, Peter ventures out on the waves, makes some progress, and then loses his nerve. As he plunges down into the water, he cries out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus stretches out his hand and rescues him. I don't think Peter expects a walk on the sea will alleviate all his fears. Rather, his desire to join Jesus on the water expresses a desire for transcendence. He's not trying to be Jesus. He's trying to be with him. Peter wants to share Jesus' unbounded place, to put himself beyond the forces and expectations that determine our usual existence, whether for better or for worse. As Peter was sinking below the waves, Jesus did not yell, "Swim, Peter, swim." And luckily for Peter, Jesus didn't yell, "You got yourself into this mess, now get yourself out of it." Let's look what Jesus did say. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Now, when Peter saw the waves, the text does not say that he doubted. It says that he was frightened. And Jesus did not say, "Why were you frightened?" No, the doubt is more subtle and deeper. Remember what Peter replied back to Jesus when Jesus said, "It is I." Peter said, "If you are the Lord." He was not convinced. He did not believe that it was Jesus. Instead of trusting Jesus' word, he doubted. It was not Jesus' idea for Peter to get out of the boat and walk on the water. It was Peter's. So Jesus asks, "Why did you doubt?" As a hospital chaplain, I have witnessed many, many patients figuratively getting out of the boat each morning to face yet another day of pain, discomfort, fear, and anxiety. And I've witnessed that by their faith, they met the challenge of living one more day by simply saying, "Lord, save me." Some have shared with me that Jesus is their only refuge. If not for Jesus being a part of their lives, they feel they would be lost and alone. In my mind's eye, I can visualize Jesus reaching out to them, scooping them up in his arms and comforting them. So now, turning from Peter's experience, let's look at the story from the perspective of the disciples who stayed in the boat. What if the lesson of this passage is that we should stay in the boat with the others? If you notice, Peter did not receive high fives from the other disciples for his brief stroll and splash when he returned to the boat. When Jesus said to Peter, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Could that really mean, "Peter, if you had had more faith, you would have been content to stay in the boat with the others where you belonged. This interpretation takes the spotlight off of Peter, and it puts the focus on a more important lesson for the church and about the church, which is that Jesus' followers belong together with one another in the boat. You can actually watch the idea take shape by following the boat through today's gospel lesson. Jesus commands his disciples to get into the boat. Then Peter steps out of the boat, and he's in over his head. Then when Jesus brought them back into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshiped, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Once everyone was back in the boat, things got better. They were back where they belonged with one another. Isn't it here in our metaphorical boat at St. Paul's where our lives are formed? Where hard hearts are slowly softened for God and eventually opened to others. It is here that our sins are declared forgiven. It is here that we are compelled to care and sent out to serve. We get to sit in the same room every week with people who make us want to be better than we know how to be all by ourselves. And here we are held in the arms of a prayerful community. It happens here in this church, in this boat where we belong. And now that we have heard two different interpretations of the scripture reading, we can see they actually both have the same bottom line. Whether we hop out of the boat like Peter, or whether we remain in the boat with the others, we know that Jesus meets us where we are in our faith. He met Peter in the waves, and he met the other disciples in the boat and calmed the seas. Isn't that what history's most faithful people have demonstrated? Not all of them were great believers, but they knew that if God might be encountered anywhere, God will be found in places where regular delineations and predictable endings don't apply as before. Sometimes incredibly turbulent places are also thin places where God breaks through. With faith and confidence in God, the chaos of life's stormy ups and downs, the demons of disappointment, setback, injustice, evil can be overcome. Though we might feel weak, broken and vulnerable, and facing very real dangers, the divine power of God, revealed in Jesus, is there for us to draw on. If we flounder, help is at hand. I'd like to share the words on a little piece of paper that I was given about 19 years ago that have shaped my life. When you walk to the edge of the light that you know, into the dark of the unknown, you must believe that one of two things will happen. You will be given solid ground to walk on, or you will be taught to fly. There will be times in our lives that we will step out of the boat, and there will be times when we will remain inside the boat. Either way, Jesus will meet us where we are and hold us gently. Amen.